get going. So today, message I have for you is titled, Remember Whose, W-H-O-S-E, You Are. Remember Whose You Are. And our verse is John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. So when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he was defining himself. He was saying, I know who I am. At least 18 times in the Bible, Jesus said, I am. And then he gave a description. He described himself as the door, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the resurrection, and the life. Over and over, he defined himself. Jesus knew who he was. And as a result, he was never under pressure to figure out who he was. Jesus understood his identity, and it's crucial that you and I understand ours too. You know, when you're unsure about your identity, you're pressured to fit into other people's molds. They'll try to make you out to be what you think you should be rather than who God made you to be. Lots of times stress for us comes from trying to be somebody you're not. When you fear you'll accidentally drop your facade and people will discover who you really are. The way to counterbalance external pressures is to have an internal sense of satisfaction about who God made all of us to be. And we discover that by knowing whose we are. The Bible says that we were created by God, that we're deeply loved by God. We are accepted just as we are. He has a plan for each and every one of us. When we understand this, we'll find ourselves free so that we can serve other people. You know, Jesus constantly did things that surprised everyone. Because he was free, he felt no pressure to meet people's expectations. I think we all struggle with meeting people's expectations every day of our life. But he chose to serve others, regardless of how it might be perceived. You know, he even washed his disciples' feet. That was something they were too insecure to do. He always served from a position of strength. He knew who and whose he was. So we have to ask ourselves the question, do we want to live in the same freedom that Jesus did every day? To find security in knowing that we are dearly loved and accepted child of God, and there's no need for us to ever pretend to be anyone else. So a couple of questions to ask yourself. When are you most tempted to yield to external pressure rather than live in the internal knowledge of who God made you to be? And the second one is, how does being secure in your identity allow you to serve more effectively? Let this one soak in today. I think we all try to measure up to the standards of this world. And as believers, we're not of this world. This is just a temporary stop for us. So just let that soak in. Don't try to get all caught up in measuring up to what the world or people think we should be or measure up to. We are held to a different standard. And our standard is eternal. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this day, God. Thank you for this call. Thank you for your message. Thank you that you remind us that we're not measured by these world standards, God. We're measured by your standards. And knowing that we are loved by you no matter what gives us that relief, that pressure relief, that no matter what standard we don't measure up to on this world, we measure up to yours, God, because we belong to you. Thank you for that. Thank you for your love and your protection and your wisdom. And just pray, God, that you guide us and lead us every day of our lives. Thank you for all you do for us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.